The Gemara from Daf Beis brings down the pasuk by Yecheskel, the Bidashan, that did not eat basar pigul. And what does that mean? That they did not eat from a behema shahar b'chacham. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch la'alacha in the end of Simcha Kufta Zayin and Yerdeya. Ramah brings down that behema shahar b'chacham is svar v'nim sadim b'feresh u'mataris v'al nefesh l'yachem l'imana, you're not allowed to eat from it. And the shaila is, the Ramah is passing in the b'al nefesh l'yachem l'imana that's an iser. Sounds like it's an iser on a b'al nefesh to eat it. B'char in the Gemara, we don't see it's an iser, we just see the Yecheskel was Machmer Latzmai. This was something special that he did, but make it tasty to say that now that becomes an iser for every Baal Nefesh. And I think the pshat is, you see that from the kasha of our Gemara, because Gemara asks the kasha on Rabbi Bar Chana, how he was able to eat this, and it asks from here, from Yecheskel, since Yecheskel did not eat from Behema Shara B'chacham, and Gemara says, Zechelik Hani Mili Milsa Detar B'svara, but Rabbi Bar Chana Agmari Samach. And therefore, it's different. It's not nichel in that, but you see that the Gemara had shver. How can the Gemara ask a kasha on Rabbi Bechana? Maybe Yecheskel is machmel atzmai. This was a chumra that he had. It's binding for other people. So I think you see from the kasha of the Gemara that the Gemara held that if you're Baal Nefesh, it's a chiyuv. It's a taka chiyuv, an issa for Baal Nefesh, not just a chumra Baalma. That's what's learned out from Yecheskel. That's the schadish from him, that this is an haga the Baal Nefesh is mechuyev to keep. That's the makar. This is from Hagaris Ashri. And Lechari, that's his diuk from the Gemara, that it's a chiyuv and a Baal Nefesh. And at the end of the day, the Ramah says even this chomer is only by a davar which is talib b'svara, but now it's b'feirish in the paiskim, and that's based on the chilik, the Gemara is saying the maskana. Now the Piskachu over there brings down from the Gilyan Yerdeya of his Zayda that wrote that in b'chenim nafal issa b'kli shenir b'kli rishin yesh samach mikol ki agavno l'harchik atzim mikol davar kir mitzvahi, that even if something is a mashal nisbatal b'raiv b'shishim, there's inin to be machmir not to eat it because of this inin of to be zayir not to eat it. And he's bothered that l'chayra l'fi what Rama says it's only a problem if it's milsa d'tar b'svara, not something which is b'feresh in the paiskim. L'chayra, this is b'feresh in the paiskim, so why would you be machmer on that? L'chayra, if it's a batal b'shishim, that's b'feresh in the paiskim, there's no makam to be machmer. So he says Rama just means that there's no chiyav to be machmer in such a case, but an inyan to be machmer in mitzvah achmer about it's a mitzvah, and that's why people were machmer in such an inyan, even though it's not a chiyav, but an inyan there is. But then he brings the Pel de Kazakh from the Sefer Sarus Lamincha. It brings the Vashem, the Taras Ashim, the Mishraetz Alachim, Linog Issa, Badavashal Matsinish, Echmeram Arai. Kigun Mashin is Batal Bashishim, Abklisheni. If you want to be Machman, something like Bittal Bashishim, something which you don't find the Maram or Machmeran, Habikma Apikarsis, Yatzaschar Bev Seidai. He says, Lahad, you shouldn't do it in Fakir, it's Apikarsis, because you're showing that you don't believe in Chazal, that's Batal Bashishim. And not only it's Anamitsa, but it's an Isser, it's not something that you should do, and therefore one should not do it. And it's interesting to be myself, but the Bnei Sascha writes in the Mamari Chodesh Adar, he says over there that he's being mazer how, you know, dvarim that are asa b'achila have klipas in them, and that's why we don't eat them. But he says, in Kain, how could it be that when it's batal b'raiv or batal b'shishim, that now we're allowed to eat it? What about the dvarim raim that are in the food? And he says that sometimes the food, even though it's asar, but it has nitzaitis of kedusha, and our avodah is to be mivar those nitzaitis and take them out. And when there's a need for such a nitzaitis to be nisbar, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misabiv that it should become batal b'raiv or batal b'shishim, and then a person could eat it, and then it will come to its tikkun. And for that reason, he says, "Al kain l'dayte atzira ein zimidercha chasidus mashikam anashim nogim silsal ba'atzam shalachem shum meichel shav shelus chacham." He says, "This what some tzaddikim are makbir not to eat anything that had a shelus chacham. It's not the right thing. Hagam shu davar pasha mavur dina leheter. When it's a davar pasha that it's mutter like taravis or b'shishim, that's not a good thing to be makbir. Ki l'dayte adar abba mitzvah yochel nami yisbo. You should eat it in some mitzvah. Ki nesiba meiz Hashem." Hashem is misab of it that a Yisrael should eat from it, being mavar the nitzitz. That's good for why he did it. And he brings out Gemara, even though behema shahar b'chachim shouldn't eat it, that's only milsa the talib b'svara. But if it's a davar that is lehed yom mutter, avad it shouldn't be machmir, you should eat it, because by doing that you're bringing the food to its tikkun. So those are two reasons why one should not be machmir if it's mefurish leheter. Number one, because of the chashash apikarsis, and number two, that fakir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misab of it, so he could bring the eichel to its tikkun.